KLCC's Amy Brenneman spoke with Lindsay Ellis, video essayist and author, who has an upcoming talk at the Eugene Public Library about how science fiction has imagined alien language over the decades.
How did you get interested in the language that's been portrayed of aliens?
Well, part of it is because my novel that comes out next year is very concerned with that. But I've noticed also just in general in science fiction that does deal with aliens, that's been a much more discussed topic over the last couple decades, especially starting with like in the 80s, like with the Ender series and like the way communication works and like different ways that languages might manifest. And it's just something that's really fascinated me because a lot of the time in first contact fiction, the issue's kind of sidestepped. So you kind of end up with really common things like telepathy or they just speak English already, or English is just really easy to learn, which I find really interesting because to me, like the communication aspect is kind of the main draw towards fictions with aliens in it.
So is your novel all about language, imagined language of aliens?
I wouldn't say it's all about it. It's alternate history that takes place in 2007. And I'd say it's more about like sort of the cultural elements too, but I think it's sort of a byproduct of studying linguistics in college. And it kind of evolved from me kind of doing the Tolkien thing of like trying to imagine about how a completely non-human language, while still kind of occurring naturally, might be constructed. In my case, I based a lot of it off of the writings of Chomsky, who's very popular in linguistics circles, like his idea of universal grammar, this idea that all human languages have certain traits. My book was kind of based off of that idea of like, well, if these are the characteristics of human languages, what other characteristics might be out there?
Lindsay Ellis will speak at 2 p.m. Saturday at the Eugene Public Library.